Thank you for tuning in to the Fierce Female Network. I am your host, Fierce Nancy. And on today, it is Motivated Monday, honey. Listen, it's August the 16th, 2021, 3 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 4 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Now, y'all know what Mama gonna say. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks Mama socks off, honey. Now, listen, let me give them a shout-out real fast. You know, we have a Mr. Extraordinaire on the air today. I'm telling you, we got some bad stuff today. Let me tell you, Mr. Rashid, better known musically as Bobby Flood. I hope I said that right. If I didn't, he's going to correct me. So listen, he's an American rapper. hey, turn it up, baby. Listen, y'all now. Listen there, Mama. Got to give him a shout-out. We're going to talk to Mr. Flood. He's going to throw down on me on today and tell me what's up. Now listen, y'all. Mama got a bad team over there on Facebook, Fierce Nation International. They cutting up. I told y'all they cutting up right about now, so Mama got to get her strap out. You know, got to get my belt, you know, got to get everything out, whoop their asses and get them in line, honey. So listen, but listen, y'all, they good. They push Mama all the way on Fierce Female Network. So listen, they based in Africa, Northwest and South Africa, North. You know, they in Kenya, Zimbabwe, so you know they real thirsty. They thirsty, so Mama trying to get some water for them. And I got some over in Germany, the UK, and India. And honey, them people is something else. So thank y'all so much. Now listen, put all that aside, because I got to talk to Mr. Blood. You know he's from Minnesota. How you doing today, honey?
I'm good, sweetheart. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Honey, you know we had to work real hard to get you.
Man, it was a misunderstanding, man. My side of town, I'm in Minnesota, so I be trying to keep up with what time zones is what. And I be sometime off track. I be busy. I got a store. I got to run my own business. So I used to be having a lot on the schedule. I'm proud and glad you got me on here, love.
Yes, indeed. Oh, listen there, too. Listen, now let me make sure I get this out there. I want everybody to know this artist is from Bentley Records, so he representing Bentley up in here on today.
Yeah, Bentley.
Yes.
Bentley gang or no gang.
Okay, all right. So, listen, I want you to tell me your story. I know you have two EP releases that out. Is that correct?
Oh, yeah, two of them. Yep, I Want It All was my first one, and my second one is No Apologies.
Okay. You know, and I got to say congratulations, because what you're doing is not easy. Not easy, honey, in the music world, entertainment. You have over 200,000, you know, plays on Spotify. That ain't easy.
Man, tell me about it. It's been a lot of promotion and a whole lot of reaching out and conversations, a lot of artists dealing, and you know, a lot of stuff back and forth. But I'm proud, and that's my first reach ever. So
okay.
I'm like, ooh, I like it so far. So I'm gonna keep grinding like I've been doing. I got a tour coming up here, so I'm keep pushing.
Okay,
get those numbers up some more.
When is your tour?
It's coming up here in September. They ain't give us no actual dates yet, but I'm figuring it's at the end. They let us know they finalizing the paperwork.
Okay.
But we got a virtual tour coming up August 21st of this month. It's just like a pre-warm-up to get you ready for the tour.
All right.
It'll be online at Bentley Records.
Okay. I'm going to check that out. You know, I'm going to check that out.
Yes, please do.
I will. And so I know you had a group with your brothers. Are they still singing MCH Money Team? Are they still doing anything, or are you just completely solo?
It's been me solo, man. My people, that, you know, I guess it was more of my passion than theirs. But my brothers, he really just opened up a couple businesses like clothing stores and candy stores. So I guess he follow his other dream that he had going on. So I followed mine. Everybody had quit on me.
Everybody had quit on
me. So I'm solo.
Okay, nothing wrong with that. You know, you're doing your thing, you know, pushing real hard, you know, and I commend you. Congratulations, because you're making a big splash, you know, in entertainment and music.
Yes, I got a couple write-ups about me, too, here. Write-ups on Red X Magazine, Scope Magazine, Vince Magazine.
Okay.
A couple of music, little promos, questionnaires all across the globe, across the internet, Google and stuff.
Okay.
So I'm trying.
I'm
in the dough. I'm trying to push it open for us. Our city ain't, we ain't got that much, but we got a little bit. We got a little bit. They recognize us more on the R&B side with the Next group and Prince RP, who was all from our city. So,
yeah.
But I'm trying to make sure we open up on some rap, some hip hop.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds good. Now tell me, because we're going to play your music on today in advance. Tell me about the song and how it came into fruition.
Oh, yeah. The song In Advance, that was, I was in the studio on a late. I was working on my first EP, and I was thinking, like, man, I've been doing this so long, man. You got to pay me for this music. I'm like, I don't got big features. I got, like, two, the singer T-Rail, and then I got one with this other guy who was a part of a group out in my city. He pretty big out here, but he decent. But the work of that CD came as I had a feature trying to, somebody was asking me how much did I want. And I was like, shit, before I rap, you got to pay me. So it all came along like that. Like, man, I'm at a level now in my life with the music. You got to pay me to hear this, because it's worth it. It's worth it.
That's right.
How I came about with that song. Like, man, look, you got to pay me, and I need to let them hear that. There ain't no reason to even talk about nothing else other than paying me.
That's right. You know, that's, I don't know why it's like that in music, you know, as far as the entertainment world. You know, you get paid for everything else. You know, if you take a role, you know, in a movie, of course you're going to get paid. You're getting those royalty checks, you know, and then you can spin off into a commercial, or you flip it over, do a commercial first, and then you get something in a movie. So they get paid. You know, why they trying to shortchange music? Like, you just supposed to hear all that, you know, for free, you know? You know,
especially hip-hop. They try to shortchange hip-hop the most.
You know what I'm saying? So I know breathing is free. You know, music ain't like breathing. You know, we breathe for free, okay? You know, God ain't going to take his breath back unless something happen. You know what I'm saying? So we breathe in God's air. You know, we ain't got, you know what I'm saying? So why they think music supposed to be free?
Yeah,
you
I got enough
with
things
music.
I paid for already.
You know what I'm talking about? You know, and it costs something to produce music. I don't know what's the matter. What is wrong with people?
Yeah.
What's wrong with folks?
I don't know. And my name is Booby, not Bobby. It's Booby, like, the girl's chest, but you know, I knew that was coming.
I wanted to be sure. I was like, okay, is it really booby blood? Booby. Is it booby?
Yep, booby. It came, look, this how that came about.
Okay,
my mom, she gave me the nickname because she said every time she used to breastfeed me as a kid. So when she used to leave me with her people, I guess. She'd come back and she said, "Damn, be breastfeeding." She said, "I wouldn't accept the regular milk and stuff like that." So that just happened like that. She just booby, 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 and I couldn't dodge it. I tried to tell him like a different name, like when I started rapping, but I was so known in my city, and then like my people, once we started going to high school, they just continued like that was my household name. They didn't call me my first name; they called me Booby. I'm like, no. This wasn't how that was supposed to go. And so, you know, my family is involved in the street stuff, so it just all went into one. A lot of people were saying, oh, Booby ain't MCH no more, he blood. Like, oh, shit. So I took it, since y'all like it so much, I'm going to just take the blood and put it in there with it.
Okay. And, you know,
that's how that came about.
Sometimes names just stick, you know, it's thick and you can't get rid of it. It's just like on you.
Yeah, I'm like, man, this was a name for my household at my house. My mom called me this, not everybody in school and outside. I'm just like, dang. Once I couldn't shake it, I just was like, you know what? I'm going to just accept it as what it is. But then I looked, I'm like, there's too many people who had my name in the music. And so I just put the rest all together like that. It was more for me talking, me.
Okay. And so when we come back, I'm going to go ahead and play the music in advance, and then we're going to come back. You know, and it's up to you if you want to talk about, you know, life as it happens, you know, and what, you know, how you got it back on track. I know you kind of derailed a little bit. I don't know if you want to talk about that side of things.
Yeah.
You know, and then go
from there. Oh, yeah, we can talk about it all.
Okay, all right. All right, good people. We're going to go ahead and spin this music. This is In Advance, Mr. Bobby. Bobby. Yeah, no, Bobby. He likes the boobies, ladies. All right, here we go, here we go, here we go.
Man, I just can't get the band. Tell them suckers I did not come to make friends. He want a feature, tell him pay me in advance. He want a feature, tell him pay me in advance. Since everybody around want a feature. Take a seat, do attendance, I'm the teacher.
Hello.
Listen, talking like they know me, boy, you leeching.
You don't know
your
me.
Girlfriend told me that you be preaching.
Why you
telling
that?
Us stories about some shit we did. Think when I was 15 or maybe a kid.
Woo.
Grown man status, now and now think about it.
Yeah.
Influenced by the streets, where would I be without it?
Where?
These haters want me dead or is it in jail?
Is it?
Either way you give me life, I really can't tell.
No.
There's no difference.
No difference.
I'm so gifted.
So gifted.
Just chilling in the whip and I'm so lifted.
Woo.
Man, I just can't even
get the band.
Tell them suckers I did not come to make friends.
No friends.
He want a feature, tell him pay me in advance.
Gotta pay.
He want a feature, tell him pay me in advance.
Gotta pay.
Hold up, let's get back to the topic.
Okay.
Movie blood, I'm the only one popping.
Okay.
When I'm at the mall, I'm the one shopping.
Woo.
When we at the mall, she the one shopping.
Yeah.
Coats by Tiffany, wrist on froze.
Oh.
Everybody watching, man, get y'all hoes.
Oh.
Is on the internet, shit exposed.
Ooh.
Watching my hits lurking, I know.
I just came here to get the band. Tell them haters I did not come to make friends.
No.
They want a feature, tell them pay me in advance.
Gotta pay.
They want a feature, tell them pay me in advance.
I'm just chilling in the Benzo with the other chick.
Ooh.
I just did a feature with a gutter chick.
Gutter.
Ask me what it cost 26.
20.
Now break it down and bag it up, it's like a brick.
Brick. Man, I just came to get the band. Tell them this, I did not come to make friends.
No, no.
You want a feature, tell them pay me in advance.
Gotta pay.
You want a feature, tell them pay me in advance.
Man, I just came to get the band.
Get the band.
Tell them suckers I did not come to make friends.
No friends.
He want a feature, tell them pay me in advance.
Gotta pay.
He want a feature, tell them pay me in advance.
Gotta pay.
Counting up his money, that's a blessing.
That's a blessing.
I was in the streets, I learned a lesson.
I learned a lesson.
You gotta really be about what you be flexing. Those other niggas out here really for testing.
Woo.
Back to the wall, you gotta focus now. The people that's around you are poking now. They say they want you to win, but then they hope you drown. And everybody throwing disses when you're not around. Man, I just came to get the bands. Tell them niggas I did not come to make friends. You want a feature, man, pay me in advance. You want a feature, man, pay me in advance.
It's more. Tell them I just came to get the bands.
Oh, yeah.
I did not come here to make no friends.
Oh, no.
You want a feature, tell them pay me in advance.
You gotta pay.
Right,
yeah.
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
Yeah, that track, that's my favorite right there. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah,
that's
I
one
like
of my
that.
Favorites. That was nice.
Yes. Pay me in advance. You say you didn't come to make friends, you know.
Yeah, ain't no friends with this, man. Because you know, like the journey I've been having with music, I went to jail 2007, you know. And then, like, once I got out in 2012, end of 11, it's been like a hassle. Even before that, when I was rapping with my brother and them, like, it was kind of hard getting to do what you want to do, and everybody wants you to pay them for something. So I just reversed the script. Like, y'all got to pay me. I'm not coming nowhere if y'all ain't paying me. Y'all been giving me a hassle about getting it on with the music correctly and how to get it mixed and mastered and everything else. So since I'm paying for all this, in return, if you want me to do something for you, you got to pay me. I don't care who you is or what you got going on. Pay me like I need to be. Because at
the
end of the day, you ain't going to be disappointed.
That's right. You know, that's why it'd be so amazing to me when people come across to me, you know, with some, it's supposed to be music. I say it's supposed to be music. It's supposed to be rap. It's supposed to be hip-hop. And then they ask, you know, well, can you introduce me to Ice Cube? You know, can you hook me up? I'm like, you ain't even got a shoestring. You know, what am I going to hook you up with? What kind of...
One thing after another with the music industry and entertainment this period, like you said earlier, like people, once people make it to a certain stage in their music or wherever they want to, they don't really care about who else get there or whatever. They like, well, shit, just give me the money and I'll do whatever you was asking because it cost them. And so once I look at it like that, I'm like, you know what? Ain't no handouts and nothing in life, so. You got to go hard or go home at everything you do.
You know, then they come across and say,
closed mouth
you,
ain't going to get fed.
Can you, they say to me, can you put me on this playlist? Can you go to this station and put me on this playlist? Can you? I'm like, what? Your stuff weak as water? You won't. You know what I'm saying?
I'm telling you, people is weird, but I'm loving it, though. I can't even complain. Music been treating me right. I just got a royalty check. I ain't get it yet. I just cashed out for it, though. My record label is actually one of the better little people I've dealt with so far. Because I had an offer from Rockstar Entertainment. They tried to give me a 360 deal. They tried to play me out of a lot of stuff, though. I'm like, nah. Just held my head high and continued. And ended up running into Bentley within the same month. So it was cool.
Yes, and they work hard. Let me tell you, your people, they work hard. They really do. They are busy, and they work hard. They pushing you, and that's, you got a good team behind you. Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, that's one thing I learned for sure from them is it's all about how much you put into it yourself. So
that's right.
The more I go hard, the more they're going to help me get to where I need to be. It's been coming along, like I said, good. At the end of the day, I have no complaints with my label. At all. I had some mishaps with them other ones, like Rockstar. They offered me $500,000. It was sounding good all up until the point it was a 360 deal. You had to give up all your rights and everything, basically, to your music. It's not like you create no music no more. It's them telling you, create this, and we'll let you know if we like it.
Mm-hmm. You know, and
or
like-
not.
That's what I used to try to tell people, you know, people wouldn't listen. I said, well, listen, if you independent, you know, you can make it as an independent artist. You really can. You know, you don't have to take some of this stuff today and in and out. You know, I like to be in control of my own creativity. You know, and every artist I know wants to be in control. You know, your own, and you should be. You should be in control of your own creativity.
Right, especially
you know,
the one rapping it out of your mouth.
Yes, that's right, that's right. Yes, and so I do got to take a little break if that's okay. I got some other promotions. I got one little song I got to squeeze in here, and then I'm going to come back and we're going to chat some more, and I'm going to spin your music again. We're going to get it all in. That's it.
Hey.
That's it. Hey, I like your
I'm
energy.
Loving this.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, I'm loving this.
You got a good vibe, my brother. You got a good vibe. Listen. You know,
you're gonna have to get out to when once we get these shows going, I'm gonna have to most definitely get you to one of my shows. You most definitely gonna like that energy.
Oh, honey,
that's
now
if you
listen,
like music.
You know, keep me on the up and up. I get on your list, whatever got to do. You know, I get on your VIP list so I can keep get the emails.
Yeah.
You know, so I know when you're performing. You know, talk to your people. I will get there. Honey, mama loves to travel. I will get there. You know what I mean? I like to have a good time. Like to have a good time.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you ain't saying nothing but a word, honey. You know.
Mm-hmm. Because that's how I'm coming. I like to have a good time, too. Smoke, drink, make sure everybody cool. We good. So let's go
okay.
home.
Okay. That's what I'm talking about. All right. Let me squeeze this one in. We're going to come back and chat a little bit more. Hold on, honey. If you guys are just tuning in, this is the Fierce Female Network. I am your host, Fierce Manson. Now, listen, I always tell y'all so y'all know what to do. Okay, so I know y'all ain't doing no work today. I know you're on your jobs. You know, you're just taking your paycheck, and your boss is probably wondering what you're doing over there. You're sitting up on Facebook and all this kind of stuff. But look, I got to tell y'all about iHeartRadio. Listen, go to iHeartRadio.com. Put in the keyword, the Fierce Female Network. When it comes up, click follow, 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 follow. Y'all ain't doing nothing on your jobs, no way, but drinking coffee. You know, you're on Facebook anyway, so you might as well just tap, you know, type on your laptop, desktop, mobile device, honey. Put them keywords in there and follow the Fierce Female Network on iHeartRadio. And I would greatly, greatly appreciate it, honey. Now, when you follow Fierce, you know, you get some good stuff. You get good music. You never know what you're going to get. Mama loves to give away stuff. Now, look. That's just my nature. I love to give away stuff. So if you listen, you never know what you're going to get. You might get a bottle of Dom Perignon. You might get some tickets to concerts. You know what I mean? So if you listen, honey, you'll get some good stuff. And right now, this song is Highway to Heaven by Dave Mahi. This brother is all the way over in Australia. Now listen to what he got to say. Highway to love, highway to love. All right, that's all the way from Australia. Dave Mahi up next. Season 16, The Voice, The Voice, The Voice, Presley Tennant. This is Bite the Bullet, Voice, The Voice, Season 16. Check this out, y'all.
Here you come again, fever on my skin, giving me that look that makes me want to just give in. And I know the love is dangerous, but baby, you make dangerous feel good. I know you're falling hard, built it from the start. You know how to get to me, a straight shot to my heart. We just can't seem to fight this, but we will.
Bite the bullet, bite the bullet, honey. Did you bite the bullet, booby?
I ain't bite no bullet.
See, funny, I like that song, though. I like the melody on there.
Okay. Now tell me.
Bite the bullet.
Yeah, bite the bullet. Now tell me something, because I like your vibe, I like your energy. You know, it's all turned up. You know, I like that. Good
oh, yeah, we all around the board, baby. Today is a lit day. It's a lit day.
Yeah.
I'm going to get my car washed and everything.
Yeah, honey, I wish I was in your neighborhood. I'd be like, come on, honey, pull up. You know, let's do this.
Oh, yeah, I'm pulling clean up. That's my favorite thing to do. I'm more of in contact type of person. So I was like, I just had a Zoom interview, too, with the Misfits. So that was nice.
Okay. Very good. Now, tell we got a few minutes left. So tell me, what's up next? I know you have the tour. You're getting ready for the tour. What's next on your plate? What's on your plate? You know, what you plan on doing in the future?
I'm releasing my album. I'm trying to figure it out before I go on tour. I just got to get a few more songs, like, mastered, and they ready to go. Release the album and then promo. I got my artist, you know Mars, he's out in Cali. I'm going to check in with him after I get a few things out the way and start working on pushing my label, Wildlife and Music Group. And that's, like, the main thing, pushing my label, getting some people behind it, and
okay.
More promo, reach more tours. This is like my first national tour, so I'm going to see how this goes. I like it.
Okay.
I hope so.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
So your main focus is music. Are you branching out into other avenues as far as, you know, merchandise? You know, sometimes ours is branch out.
Yeah, I got merchandise. Yep, that's the main thing. I got merchandise. I got my own merch shop online, BullyBloodMerch.com.
Okay.
And then I got my own business in the city. I'm just expanding. I'll still be moving down to Texas here pretty soon, too.
Okay.
So let's see how that's all about to come and play about.
Real good, real good. Now, what I like to do with artists is that come on, a lot of times some artists come on and they'll post maybe a music video that they have, or I'll put it on my page and I'll boost it, just to behind you and to push you, and I'll do a posting on Facebook, on Instagram, and then put ads behind you, just to give you support. That's what I like. I love to do that.
That's nice. I definitely love all the support from everywhere because, like I say, dealing with this music and just the soloness of how I come, any support from anywhere that's real is all welcome.
I'm
really approaching everything by myself on my own besides my label. Ain't nobody else but me pushing. I'm coming. That's all I'm going to say.
I'd love to do that. If you, I'll follow you on Facebook, Instagram, and then, get a post from you, whichever one you want to put out there, and then just go ahead and show the love and push it, with ads and things of that nature, and I'll just let it roll.
Oh, yeah. I'm definitely going to support. That's how I rock.
Okay.
Whoever supports me, we in this thing together.
Indeed.
Until the wheels fell off.
Okay. All right.
It ain't
going
to fall off no time soon.
You know what? It's just like Mama got to give her a lesson. I always give some lessons. Listen, people. I always say we just like a Toyota. And the reason why I say we got to be like Toyotas, because Toyotas, you can't kill them, they ain't going to die. I love Toyotas because them cars keep on running. We just like Toyotas. We're going to keep on running no matter what happens. We're going to keep running.
We don't die, we multiply.
You hear what I'm saying, baby? Let me tell you a quick story. I used to live in Louisiana. I was staying in Chicago. Me and my husband, at that time, he didn't pass away, God rest his soul. But we moved to Louisiana, had a house down there. And I'm telling you, Karen, I drove that Toyota from Louisiana to Chicago. I don't know how many times a year. That thing would not stop running. It just kept on running. That's why I say we got to be like Toyotas, baby. Put a little oil in us. We're going to keep on going.
Keep on moving.
That thing,
mm-hmm.
Keep on moving. So listen.
Bring them back.
We got to keep
fresh
on,
up out
keep
the
on
drum.
Moving. Yes. So, we just about out of time. So you do that, I'm going to hook up with you on Facebook, Instagram, follow you. Whatever post or video that you have that you want to get out there, put some ads behind you and just let it roll and just keep on doing it and let it multiply.
Oh, yeah. That's going to be love, and I'm going to do the same. Follow right back and support and push. Follow this station right now, no matter where you're at.
I appreciate that. I really do. Anything you want to say to the listening audience before we end this particular episode, your website, anything you want to give out?
Oh, yeah. Shout out to my mama. She the main person that everything I do, I wake up and keep it going. Her words play in the back of my head. Do what you got to do for yourself, son.
Okay.
Yes,
all
my
right.
Motivation. That's the main person I'm going to give a shout out to. Matter of fact, the only person I'm going to give a shout-out to.
Okay. Well, listen, I do appreciate you. Thank you so much for coming on the show. I know you're very busy, so I, respect your time, and I know you're a very busy man, and thank you so much for sharing with us today.
Well, thank you, love, for having me, and it was a blessed situation right here. Thanks for playing my joint. I'm getting a little spins in my city, so this is all nice and welcome. I'm just going to spread my joint out some more across these other cities.
Oh, you're more than welcome.
Everywhere.
You're more than welcome. Well, listen, y'all, we got to roll up out of here. This has been the Fierce Female Network on iHeartRadio, and please do remember, guys, follow the Fierce Female Network on iHeartRadio. Y'all have a magnificent Monday.
You motivated.